vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-813-8757 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-813-8757. That's 800-813-8757. What do you have to lose? Call 800-813-8757. Again, 800-813-8757.
Well, both teams still getting some last-second instructions before they go back out to start the second half. It will be Mount Holmes ball to start here as the two teams switch sides. Bombers will be moving left to right for these two quarters. Tell you what, you know, we said it right before the halftime. You know, flipping, they're staying tough in this game.
They are. You know, they handled the intensity there of the defensive pressure at Mountain Home. Once they kind of figured out that little zone, they quit turning the ball over. They started getting some pretty easy shots, and they started going in. You know, let's see if Mountain Home made any adjustments here at the halftime on their defense to try to get some easy buckets. Right here's one of them.
Oh, Robert Dover looked like he almost had the alley-oop, but it fell out. Dewey got the offensive rebound, but then he's called for the travel. So Mountain Home gets their 17th rebound, but then follows it up with their ninth turnover.
Yeah, nice little set play coming out of the halftime there for Mountain Home. Just couldn't get it to go down.
Well, Ryan McClain gambling there, trying to go for the steal. He lost. He gets called for the foul there. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. We're 24 seconds into the half. Here is Robbins giving it to Davis. Davis dribbling into the lane. Kicks out to Rogers in the right corner. He drills towards the elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And Dewey gets the rebound from Mountain Home. Back quickly comes Bickford. Finds Harris in the right left corner. His three-pointer is up and in.
Yeah, you heard the coaching staff here from Mountain Home. Push, push, push. Get to the corners. And that's something that you're going to see us do. Run the ball and try to get some transition threes right here in this half.
Back to a double-digit lead from Mountain Home. 33-21 our score. Here's Davis with it just outside the paint. His pass knocked away, but Robbins is there to get it. He's going into a lane, and he's going to be called for the charge.
That's going to be his third right there on Robbins.
It is his third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bobcats here in the second half. And it's also their eighth turnover of the night. Comes with 7:01. Let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up with the ball, up by a dozen. Bickford into the front court. Throws it over to McClain on the left side. A 2-3 zone for Flippin. McLean's going to dribble up to the top. Throws it over on the right side to Bickford. Bickford's trying to get out with double team. Now gives up top to McClain. Finds Dewey at the free throw line. Back to Bickford. He's going to try for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Glenn for the Bobcats. 10th rebound for Flippin. 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. And now Robbins is called for the backcourt violation. He lost the handle of the ball and went back to the backcourt. Josh Robbins on the Flippin sideline saying he didn't cross.
He did. He actually did. He had both feet and he dribbled once across there between his legs.
And he's about to. So they're going to call a bench warning because Josh Robbins was really expressing his displeasure with that call.
Yeah, and I love Dylan on the PA. He has to announce that the bench warning has been set.
Yeah.
Just to kind of rub it in a little bit there. But he did cross. He's right here in front of us.
Well, McGee Harris with a wide open lane into the paint for the layup.
Yeah, that was wide open for a reason. Dover did a great job. It's kind of a little blur screen, maybe is what it's called. Or as they were coming down, he kind of boxed out Robbins there a little bit, allowing him to not be able to come over for help side defense.
Ball knocked away, and the ball's being fought for down in the paint. It's going to be a jump ball. It is. It will be Flippin's ball in possession arrow with 5:49 left to play in the third quarter. And now Flippin is going to take another timeout. So, again, 5:49 left to play in the third. It is Mountain Home leading Flippin 35-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
So Flippin taking the timeout with 5:49 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home up 35-21. Ball is being rotated by Flippin coming out of the timeout. Here's Glenn with it up top. Dribbles to the left elbow. Loses the handle of it. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Flippin's ball with 5:38 left to play in the third quarter. 6 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah, 6 seconds on the clock. Don't know if Flippin know that or not.
Inbound pass will be controlled by Rogers. Finds Robbins on the right side. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go, and Dover gets the rebound for Mountain Home, but he has his pocket picked. And now foul's going to be called, I believe, on Mountain Home. Yep. They're going to get McGee Harris with his first personal foul. Second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Robert Dover's checking out of the game as Hagen Robb comes back in. 5:27 left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass knocked away, and Aldridge is able to chase it down. Aldridge will give it to Davis, who has it up between the circles. Now Rogers has it up top. Now Tomlin, a man-to-man. Ball goes to Robbins. Now to Aldridge. Over on the right side to Rogers. Up top to Davis. He's going to dribble just inside the three-point line. Put up the long jumper. Good. Gabe Davis with 6 points on the night.
Good shot there by Davis, but if you're Mountain Home, you live with that shot. Kind of the walk-in, kind of step back, kind of long two right there. The high percentage shot there is that's not going to go down. You'll live with that as Mountain Home if you're playing defense there.
Bickford gives it to Harris, back to Bickford. Now back up top to Harris, over on the left side to McLean. To Dewey at the elbow, he's going to put up the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Braden Dewey with 12 points on the night. 37-23, Mountain Home up with 4:35 left to play in the third.
Yeah, Flippin's kind of switched. They went to a little zone on that possession there. Dewey did a good job finding that soft spot there in the top of the key right in the middle there.
Rogers going to pull up for the three on the right side, in and out, and Dewey gets the rebound for the Bombers. 20th rebound for Mountain Home. Here's Bickford back the other way with it. Throws it in the right corner to Harris. He immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around. Ball still being fought for. And Robbins just going to take it right out of the hands of Rogers. Finds Dewey. Can't get to go, but puts the follow-up back up and in.
You know, how many plays does Hagen Robb have like that during the game that it's not the cleanest or prettiest looking play, but he gets his hands on the ball enough to be able to knock that ball loose. Great find to find Dewey there. You'd like to see Hagen get the assist, but Dewey did a good job following up a shot and putting it in.
Here's Davis with it up top for the Bobcats. Finds Glenn on the paint by himself. He gets the basket, and he draws the contact. Good find there for Flippin there to find Glenn all in the lane by himself.
Yeah, we had all of our attention up there on Robbins at the high post, and Glenn snuck down below there to get the wide-open layup.
That's Braden Dewey's second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Alex Glenn with his first 2 points, and he'll try to make a three with this free throw attempt. And bounces around and finally goes in. I tell you what, we've seen the ball bounce around on some of those free throw attempts.
Yeah, it has. You know, these rims are starting to soften up a little bit.
Yeah.
They changed them out, I think, last year. And, man, they've been tight for a while, and they're starting to soften up a little bit with more shots.
Blaine Tate checks in for McGee Harris. Tate throws into the front court to Bickford. Bickford will dribble on the right side, now goes back up to the top.
We got a little the 2-1-2 here extended out.
Dewey's going to try for the three-pointer. No good, but he chases down his own rebound. Has it on the low block. Puts out the turnaround. Jumper, good.
Yeah, you know, as a shooter, you know if your shot's off, and Dewey did a good job knowing his shot was off to the right there, and he was the first one to where it was. Look at this steal here by Ryder.
And McLean with the steal. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he draws the blocking foul.
That's four on Robbins right here.
So Ryder McClain will go to the line for the and one situation. He has 4 points, has 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far. So that foul is on Rylan Robbins, his fourth personal foul, team foul number 2 here in the second half against the Bobcats. McClain's free throw is good. He has 5. 44-26, Mountain Home up. 3:15 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Robbins in the front court. Now he'll give it to Downs. Over to Glenn. The ball is knocked away, and Mountain Home comes up with another steal. 11th turnover against Flippin. Here's Bickford quickly back the other way. Finds McClain in the left corner. His three-pointer is up. No good, but a late foul call, and 3 free throws are coming up for Ryder McClain.
Yeah, once again, it's off the active hands on the defensive side of things. Got a nice transition here offense, and found that corner three there, and didn't get the shot to go down, but did get the foul out of it.
Alex Glenn picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3. You know, you just can't let a foul like that happen if you're Flippin.
No, he was, you know, and I'm sure that it was taught by Coach Robbins there, close out hard on the ball right there. Well, what happened is when you close out, you got to close out and chop those feet as you're coming to that offensive player right there. You know, he closed out jumping at him, and when you do, you lose control of where your body is and ran right into Ryder there.
So McClain is his first 2 free throws. He's got 1 more to shoot. Christian Wire and Gabe Davis coming back in for Flippin, replacing Dominic Hamilton and Alex Glenn. So 2:56 left to play in the third quarter as McClain has 1 more to shoot. Third shot is up. No good. He gets 2 of 3, and the rebound comes to Flippin. 46-26, Bombers up. Ball goes to Rogers. Now over to Downs. Over on the left side now to Wire. Wire will dribble up to the top. Gives over to Rogers on the left. Now Davis has it up at the top. Back to Rogers. Rogers will dribble up between the circles now. Over to Downs on the right side. Gives it to Wire. Down to Robbins on the low block. He's going to go in for the leaning jumper. No good. And Rob gets a rebound from Mountain Home. Back quickly. Dewey's going to go into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him as he's trying to go in for the layup. Ball was knocked away by Downs, and Mount Home will inbound it with 2:18 left to play in the third.
Good defense right there by Downs, undercutting Dewey and getting his hand on the ball and knocking it out.
McClain will turn the inbound pass, gets into Tate. Tate's going to dribble into the lane, he's going to put up the jumper, no good. Rob gets offensive rebound, he puts it back up, that one won't go. Dewey gets offensive rebound, this one off the glass and in.
Yeah, you can see the 4 fouls are affecting Robbins right there. He normally would go up and get that board or at least contest that shot by Dewey with 4 fouls. He couldn't.
Dewey now has 18. 48-26, Mountain Home up. Ball goes to Davis. Now to Rogers. Over to Wire. Now to Robbins. And he's going to draw the blocking foul before the shot. They're going to get Hagen Robb with his first personal foul. Fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. Inbound pass goes to Robbins on the left side. He'll give it there to Rogers. Rogers drills toward the free throw line. Puts up the jumper. Bounces around and finally falls in. We said on those rims.
Yeah.
Rogers now with 8 points on the night. 48-28, Bombers up. 1:39 left to play in the third. Ball goes into the front court to Dewey. Now he'll give it back to Bickford, who sets up the offense. Ball goes over to McClain on the left wing. Now up top to Bickford. Back over to McClain on the left side. He drills towards the corner, pulls up the three-pointer, no good. And Rogers gets the rebound for the Bobcats. Rogers throws it into the front court to Downs. He has it on the left side. Gives it to Wire. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And Dewey gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Back comes Bickford for the Bombers. 106 left to play in the third. It's a 20-point Bomber advantage. Bickford has the ball knocked away from him. He's able to chase it back in the backcourt. And Mountain Home will keep possession. Ball goes to Dewey. Tries to throw it to Rob. Ball knocked away and stolen by the Bobcats. Both teams with 11 turnovers on the night. Here's Robbins back the other way. He's going to dribble into the lane. They're going to call a charge.
That's Robbins' fifth foul right here.
So Rylan Robbins is going to foul that game. And they're going to get a technical foul on Josh Robbins.
He's about to get another one, too.
So Rylan Robbins picks up his fifth personal foul. That's the 14th foul. And then technical foul on Josh Robbins. And that's the 15th foul. I believe it's supposed to be the 15th foul against Flippin. So there it is. So Kai Bickford will go to the free throw line. By the way, there's also Flippin's 12th turnover of the night. Ty Bickford's first free throw will not go. That was his first free throw attempt this evening. He has 4 points so far tonight. 46.7. Josh Robbins is still giving the official an earful.
Yeah, I think it's more frustration right here with the way his team's played, with the foul situation. Now his best player's out of the game, and his hands are kind of tied right here.
For more than a full quarter, too.
Yeah.
Aldridge going to come in replacing Robbins as Robbins will have to spend the rest of this game on the bench. Blaine Tate's coming out of the game checked in for him?
Who for Blaine? McGee Harris.
Okay, it was Harris. Okay, here's Bickford with it. 49-28, Mountain Home up. Ball goes to McLean. Tried to throw it to Rob. I'm not sure what you saw there that could get that ball there, and the ball's knocked away by Flippin. And that came up with the steal. 28 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Here is Wire with it on up top. He drills to the right side, and now a
shot clock should be turned off, yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. So the shot clock operators are blaming Dylan Conley for that. Here is Levi Uchwa coming in for Mountain Home, replacing Ryder McLean as Davis will inbound it on the far sideline with 22.3 seconds left to play in the third.
I had to run the shot clock for the Paragould Greenwood game up at the junior high. It's harder than it looks. Yeah. There's a lot that goes involved with the shot clock there. I'll have a little more grace for shot clock operators from here on out.
Here is Wire going into lane for the layup. Good. Good move by Wire there. His first 2 points of the night. Down to 5 seconds. Uchman will inbound to Dewey. Over to Harris. Down to 2 seconds. Finds Bickford. He's going to try for the long three to beat the buzzer. It will not go. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Flippin 49-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills